Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
The Apostle Islands offer some of the most stunning views in Wisconsin. You'll find miles of shoreline with unique features like sea caves and sandstone cliffs, best viewed from the waters of Lake Superior. It's an ideal place for kayakers to visit and explore. But there's also lots to do on land, from scenic beaches to exploring local indigenous history. In this month's Wandering Wisconsin, we'll help you plan a trip to the Apostle Islands. Lake Effect's Becky Mortensen is joined by Jeff Rennick, Executive Director of Friends of the Apostle Islands, and Amanda Weibel from Travel Wisconsin.
The Apostle Islands are one of these places that just sets Wisconsin apart. It is truly a unique travel destination, and there are so many ways to enjoy once you're there. So, Jeff, we're coming up on some of the best months to visit the area. What is it like to come to the Apostle Islands during the spring and summer months?
Summer is prime time for the Apostle Islands. Water temperatures in Lake Superior become almost welcoming in the warmer days of summer. You can start to slip your shoes off and walk barefoot in the sand, and the bays begin to bloom with sails from the sailboats. The sky is blue, and the lake turns that wonderful shade of blue as well. But I'd also recommend people don't stop paying attention to the shoulder seasons, spring and fall. Even the winter can be mesmerizing up here. I'm a big fan of the northern lights, and snowshoeing on the lakeshore in winter can be just amazing. One thing that we're planning here is, I mentioned the winter because it is so incredible up here. We're working to make the Apostle Islands a dark sky park, and we're starting the first ever dark sky festival up here next January or February. It's called Starbright, and we're going to try to focus on the beauty of the islands after the sun goes down. It's a lot easier to preserve dark skies than it is to get them back. We want to preserve them while they're still here. We're coming up on Bayfield in Bloom, which is a festival May 30th to June 7th. There's truly wonders here in every season, but summer is, of course, prime time.
I myself visited in spring, and it was great. All seasons are great in the Apostle Islands. So there are wooded hikes and beaches, but one of the unique features of the Apostle Islands are the sea caves and the sandstone cliffs, best viewed from the water. What can you tell us about this unique land feature of the Apostle Islands and how people can best view them?
The sea caves are accessed from the Myers Beach area in the western part of the lakeshore, and it truly is one of the prime attractions for the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. Grottos and caves and spires carved by the artistry of Lake Superior on a set of cliffs that stretch for about 2 miles. It really is one of the greatest sea kayaking experiences in North America. There's a number of guiding services that offer full and half-day excursions to the caves, but you can also explore the area on foot through the 6-mile lakeshore trail that starts at that very same Myers Beach parking area. The trail skirts some of the cliffs, offering dramatic views of the lake and the sea caves underneath you. And I'm proud to say that starting this summer, the Myers Beach area will be featuring an all-accessible walkway, replacing the 45-step stairway, making that beautiful and important part of our lakeshore accessible to everyone.
That's great. Lake Superior is really beautiful, but it can at times be volatile. So for kayakers and people who want to get out on the water, what are some things that people should know?
The Apostle Islands are one of the best sea kayaking areas in North America. And there's some wonderful outfitting organizations that work through the National Park Service. They offer everything from half-day trips to multi-day trips in the islands where you can see a number of them. There's a lot of sailboat charters. There are water taxis as well that can get you out there. But certainly Lake Superior can be a very difficult and, as you say, volatile environment. So one of the best tools for being safe out there is a thing we call WaveWatch. And WaveWatch is a partnership between Friends of the Apostle Islands, the National Park Service, and the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It's a string of five wave data buoys set out among the islands that transmit wave height, wave direction, the period between the waves, and water temperatures. Every 30 minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's all accessible by just scanning a QR code. So it gives you the right information right for where you're going, right when you need it. So it's a very important tool for anyone who's venturing out onto the back of Lake Superior.
So you can go to these islands and camp, and what should people know if they are planning to do an overnight on one of the islands?
It's important to know that camping permits are required for all of the island and even the mainland lakeshore camping sites. You can make reservations through recreation.gov, but it's best to do your research first because there's a lot of choices and a lot of things to keep you safe. So there's very valuable information about all of that, both on the website of Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. And Friends of the Apostle Islands has a wonderful section called Discover the Islands. It's a whole section of our website at friendsoftheapostleislands.org. There are a constellation of choices, so do your research first and then go to recreation.gov to secure your permit.
Jeff, do you have a favorite island?
Oh, a favorite island. The National Lakeshore is made up of 21 islands and a 12-mile stretch of mainland, so it's a kind of a constellation. So it's like you're asking me to pick out my favorite star. But I like Oak Island for its diversity of terrain, for its wonderful sand spit, and for its incredible trail system. Because it's such a water-based park, a lot of people overlook the amazing trails and hiking experiences they can have on an island. And Oak Island has more than a dozen miles of wonderful trails that leads to an overlook where you can see seven different islands by just standing there and turning your head. So it's a wonderful destination. And if I had to pick one, I think that's the star I would go to first.
I also want to talk about Madeline Island. So people can take a ferry from Bayfield to Madeline Island. And can you just explain what that island has to offer?
There are a lot of things to do on Madeline Island. It's important, I think, first of all, to recognize that that's the only one of the 22 Apostle Islands that is not a part of the National Lakeshore, but it does have an array of wonderful things to do. There's a beautiful beach at Town Park. There's a state park on the island that features some wonderful cliffs. A great trail system at the Madeline Island Wilderness Preserve. There's a great museum there. It's a great biking area because it's relatively flat. Both of our daughters learned how to bike on Madeline Island. There's the Madeline Island School of the Arts events. And it's important to contact the Madeline Island Chamber of Commerce for a schedule of events and more ideas.
And there is a lot of history in the Apostle Islands, but one thing people might enjoy is the collection of historic lighthouses. What can you tell me about those, Jeff?
The Apostle Islands has the greatest collection of lighthouses in any national park unit in the entire country. There's eight light towers on six different islands. My personal favorite is Sand Island. It was the only lighthouse made from native materials, in this case, native brownstone. So it kind of looks like it belongs on the cliff since it was carved right out of that stone. It was constructed in 1881 and manned until 1921. It was the first of the lighthouses in the Apostles to be automated. For shipwreck buffs, it was a witness to the famous September 1905 wreck of the Savona, which cost seven lives of shipbearers there. But it was also the focal point of what at one time was a very vibrant summertime culture on Sand Island. And it's accessible by a 2.2-mile all-accessible boardwalk that is just about completed, which Friends of the Apostle Islands was honored to play a small part in the funding for.
And there is a way to see these lighthouses on a boat tour, is that right?
Apostle Islands Cruise Service, which is housed here in Bayfield, offers a gamut of trips from a grand tour where you see much of the islands to specific lighthouses. Some of the trips depend on water levels at times. Raspberry Island is the most famous, and that one is staffed by National Park Service interpreters. And I know that almost every season will go to Raspberry Island.
So, Jeff, you mentioned Bayfield. It is kind of the hub of the Apostle Islands. If you want to do anything there, you kind of have to start in Bayfield. So, Amanda, I'm going to turn to you. What are some things to do in the Bayfield area?
Well, Bayfield is actually Wisconsin's smallest city, Becky. But if you are a fan of outdoor recreation, art, culture, or local food, you could actually spend days exploring the city and the surrounding area. Certainly, one highlight for the summer in Bayfield is Big Top Chautauqua. It's a seasonal music venue that attracts both local and national acts. I mean, legendary acts like Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, and Brandi Carlile have all performed there. And it is such an unforgettable experience. You take in a show under their signature big blue canvas tent. It's a ton of fun. It's a great experience. Bayfield is also known as the berry capital of Wisconsin, so you're going to find a lot of local farms and orchards that have you-pick berry patches. And depending on what time of year you go, you're going to be able to pick strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, and more growing in Bayfield. I also highly encourage a visit to Frog Bay Tribal National Park. This is the first park of its kind in the country. And the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa invites the public to experience this natural gem. It's on the shores of Lake Superior, known in Ojibwa as Gitche-Gumee, and it's this beautiful winding path through a rare boreal forest, and it takes you out to 4,000 feet of undeveloped shoreline at Frog Bay. It's absolutely stunning.
There are also a lot of little shops and places to eat. What are some places you'd recommend that people check out?
Bayfield really is known for its thriving art scene, so definitely check out some of their galleries like Rabbit, Bird, and Bear. It is a shop full of many one-of-a-kind finds. They really focus on local and regional artists and a really strong emphasis on Indigenous artists as well. So you're going to find works from Red Cliff member Rabbit Strickland, whose paintings are absolutely moving, among many, many others. And when you get hungry, Morty's Pub is a really good go-to option if you're looking for some tavern-style food. That's where you can get your Lake Superior caught whitefish. They are also known for their burgers, lots of other great pub food. Manny Penny Bistro is another great spot. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and really offer an eclectic mix of dishes that is going to satisfy everyone in your group. They've got Mediterranean dishes, they've got stone oven pizzas, fry bread tacos, and they even serve a local specialty, which is whitefish livers.
So if you're sticking to the mainland in Bayfield and you need a place to stay, what are some options, Amanda?
Well, one of the newest accommodations in Bayfield is St. James Social, and you will be absolutely wowed by this property. The owners transformed a historic building into this beautiful boutique hotel, and really, guests are treated like locals from the moment you walk in, and you're going to find a great place to relax, exceptionally designed rooms, amenities like a rooftop lounge and a sauna, and you have to make sure you eat at the on-site restaurant. The secretary of the Department of Tourism still raves about it a year after visiting, so make sure you check that out. But another really great option is Old Rittenhouse Inn. It's Wisconsin's first bed and breakfast, actually, and its reputation for first-class hospitality remains so strong to this day. The Queen Anne Victorian style features this beautiful wraparound porch, so it's a great place to soak in Lake Superior views, and every room has that warmth and character that you're going to expect out of a B&B stay.
So, Jeff, like you said, there are lots of islands to pick from, tons of beautiful beaches, and countless options of things to do on a trip to the Apostle Islands. So, for each of you, what is one experience that people absolutely need to have on a visit to the Apostle Islands?
Any of the things that Amanda mentioned certainly would work as one of a kind things that you must do. But I'll go back to something my friend, commercial fisherman Julian Nelson, used to say, the lake is the boss. And to me, anytime you come to Bayfield, since the Lake Superior is so important, anytime you can spend on or near the lake is important. It's like the blue beating heart of this area. So kayaking, sailing, boating, even just walking the docks or finding a small stretch of beach and taking your shoes off to walk in the sand. The lake is not only the boss to me, it's the main attraction, the diamond of blue. For anyone to visit Bayfield and the Apostle Islands, I think the must do is to spend time on or near Lake Superior.
I love that. And Amanda?
Well, I have to agree with Jeff. I mean, it's so hard to narrow it down, but I think he said it so well. It's such a draw. And whatever level of adventure you're looking for getting out on the water, it's available to you. So if you want to do the kayaking, if you want to do charter fishing, or if you'd rather go on a leisurely lighthouse cruise or sailing excursion, those are all options available. So definitely recommend getting out on the water to experience the beautiful Apostle Islands. And then I just have to echo Jeff too to say spend some time on a beach. Find a spot to go put your feet in the sand, step in the water in Lake Superior. It's so clear, it's so beautiful. I think Wisconsin is an underrated beach destination for sure. The Apostle Islands are such a wonder of Wisconsin. We are so fortunate to have this natural gem in our own backyard.
Well, Amanda and Jeff, thank you so much for joining me for Wandering Wisconsin.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Amanda Weibel is the Communications Officer for Travel Wisconsin. Jeff Rennick is the Executive Director of Friends of the Apostle Islands. They joined Lake Effect's Becky Mortensen for Wandering Wisconsin, our series where we help you plan a trip in our home state. You can find more travel recommendations at WUWM.com.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/lake effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.